One of the most popular devotional images in our Catholic faith is the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. There are many different versions of that image. One of my favorite, like all the others, shows our Lord's heart exposed, beating with love for us, wounded for our salvation. But it has some other unique features, like behind his heart is a white circle that many interpret to be a symbol of a Eucharistic host. Underneath this image I have in mind are the Latin words, Sic Deus dilexit mundum, which means, thus God loved the world, or God so loved the world. And to me, the most striking feature of this particular image is when you look at the face of our Lord, you see his cheeks streaked with tears. He is weeping. I found that image come to my mind as I prayed with the Passion account that we just heard proclaimed. And in my prayer, I asked our Lord, what was it in your passion that more than anything else caused you to weep those tears of sorrow? I thought maybe it was the betrayal of Judas, one of his chosen 12 who turned against him, or the opposition of the chief priests, the leaders of his own people, who had accused him falsely and handed him over. Or maybe it was those cruel Roman soldiers who mocked him and tortured him. But I felt in my heart as I prayed over this, the Lord say to me, certainly those things caused me profound pain and sorrow. But that is not what grieved my heart the most, for at least these people took me seriously enough to oppose me. I felt he said, no, what grieved my heart the most were the many men and women of Jerusalem who on that Holy Thursday night and that terrible Good Friday day remained smug and comfortable in their homes, who didn't even bother to come and see what all the noise was about in the streets. They didn't even bother to take notice of me, to make a choice, to stand with me or to oppose me. That indifference of so many of the people of Jerusalem. Then in my prayer, I asked our Lord, well, what consoled you the most? What brought you, Lord, the most comfort in your passion? And I felt he drew my attention to one of the very first details in St. Mark's Passion account. This woman at Simon's home in Bethany who poured that perfumed oil over his head. Many spoke out against her, criticizing her for that waste. But our Lord jumped very quickly to her defense. Let her alone, he said. She has done a good thing for me. She has done what she could. Then he says these incredible words, wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. All this woman did was love him, essentially. Poured that perfumed oil over his head as an expression of her profound devotion for Christ. And yet what consolation that brought him. Fast forward to our own time. Maybe seemingly not much has changed in our day. Certainly there are those who vigorously oppose our Lord and his church in our world. Militant atheists, the architects of the culture of death in which we live, those in public office who seem to want to banish religion from the public square and force people not to live their faith and follow their conscience. But I wonder if it's the case, rather, that our Lord is more grieved by the massive indifference that he finds in so many hearts in our day. For again, at least those who oppose our Lord so vigorously and find him worth opposing At least they take notice of him, take him seriously. How many just remain smug and comfortable in their homes, giving not a thought to him? And I think lest we become too smug ourselves in our pews here at church, there's an invitation to examine our own conscience, our own lives, for we're not immune to this either. Especially when we live very comfortable lives, we can easily think we're self-sufficient, that we have no need for the Lord. Maybe we give him an hour of our time on Sunday morning, or we turn to him in moments of crisis. But he longs for something more from us. He longs for that constant gift of our love and our devotion. He doesn't ask us to do the impossible, to single-handedly convert the whole world. What he looks for from us is what he so delighted in that woman at dinner at Simon's home. She did what she could. She loved him. She came close to him. And she consoled him with that gift of her love. This Holy Week, which we begin today, brings with it each year an opportunity to console our Lord. Simply by making this week different from any other, by walking closely with him on his way to the cross, by remaining there with him on Calvary on Good Friday, by waiting for his resurrection at the empty tomb on Easter Sunday. The only thing he desires from us in response to that immense, radical gift of love that he gave us on the cross is our own love in return. To resist that temptation to remain indifferent, but to spend these days intensely focused on him, pouring out, if you will, the perfumed oil of our own hearts over his head. Would that we would live this Holy Week and the rest of our lives on earth in such a way that when we find ourselves at the gates of heaven, we would hear Jesus Christ speak to his Almighty Father of us. She did what she could. He did what he could. He loved me. She loved me with all her heart. She consoled me in the midst of so much indifference and opposition in the world. May we have the grace to spend at least this Holy Week in such a way, bringing consolation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.